Perjud Zion, Chapter 17, Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah. We are continuing with the concept of Kelim and Mukta, when types of vessels are permitted and not permitted to move on Shabbos. Ha'even Shabaki Ruya, a small basket, which is actually made from a dried out pumpkin, and we use it to, we place it into a well or in a stream in order to bring up water. And we place a stone, and we fasten a stone securely, this oven, we fasten the stone to this type of bowl, again, made out of dried-out pumpkin. And what we do is, since this pumpkin is actually quite light, and it floats on top of the water, we place a stone to it in order to weigh it down. This way it would enable us to draw water from a well. And if it is, in fact, tied properly, and the stone would not fall off, malimba, won't be permitted to fill up this type of kli on Shabbos with water. The reason being, the stone has a utilitarian purpose. It is coming to weigh down the basket to give it some type of weight in order to drop water, and therefore it is permissible to use this contraption to bring up water, to draw water on Shabbos. However, im lav, if the stone is not really fixed properly to this dried-out pumpkin, the Eimer Malimba, one would be prohibited to use this type of basket to draw water on Shabbos, simply because this stone would just be like any other stone. And stone is Muksa on Shabbos, and therefore our little basket, our dried-out pumpkin basket, is considered basis leaven. It's a base for this muksa stone that person is lifting, and therefore a person cannot use it on Shabbos. Zemora shikshura b'tafiach mimalin ba b'shabbos. A zemora, a branch which is attached to a small bucket, a small pail, which is used to draw water from a well or from a string or from a spring, a small earthenware bucket which has a branch tied to it may be used. Mimalimba b'Shabbos can be used on Shabbos to draw water because this branch is considered part of the bucket, and therefore the laws of Muksa do not apply to it. And one could use this branch in order to draw water from a well or from a spring on Shabbos. Mishnah Zion, the seventh Mishnah on the 17th Perek of Shabbos. This Mishnah deals with a different topic. It deals with an Isser of Mosifin al Ohel Arai on Shabbos. One is permitted or prohibited to add to a impermanent building on a temporary building, a temporary tent on Shabbos. Kaka chalon, Rabbi Elazar Omer Bizman Shehu Kashur Visalui Pokikimbo. According to Rabbi Elazar, if a person wishes on Shabbos to take a window shutter and to close up the window, Is it permitted to do that, or is it prohibited to do that? Says Rabbi Elazar, under the following condition, it would be permitted to stuff up a window. His manshu kashur v'salui, when it's fastened and suspended. Pokegimbo, a person may shut the window with it. Vim lav, and if not, ein pokegimbo, a person may not shut the window with it. As long as this piece of, let's say, wood, this type of stopper for the window, a window cover, is not resting on the ground. Rather, it is tied to the wall and is just hanging there. It's just suspended. As long as it is already connected or suspended to the wall, as long as it's not resting on the ground, says Rabbi Elazar, can be used to stuff up a window on Shabbat. The reason being, according to Rabbi Elazar, it is prohibited, it is usur, to be mosif al ohel arai on Shabbos. It is prohibited to add to a temporary tent on Shabbos. But if it's suspended to the tent, if it's suspended to the wall, then shall we say it's just sitting there and you're moving it over? If, however, it's resting on the ground, that is considered adding to a temporary dwelling, and that is prohibited. In either way, whether it is tied, whether it's fastened, suspended, even if it is sitting on the ground, a person may shut the window with it. The reason being, because it is mutter, it is permissible to add to a temporary dwelling on Shabbos. Therefore, according to Chachamim, a person can shut and stuff up the window with these type of plugs, these type of boards. And in fact, that is the halacha. We do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer.